Hello, both sides. Big Pizza Man here. Another exciting day in Zimbabwe. We started off same time this morning. We were driving to a dry riverbed, cut a track, and on the way in on the road, we cut people out. He followed on the road a little bit, saw what he drank this morning, and the chase was on. We got slow to get started because where he drank was a stock pond and some cattle and sheep had come over and cut. It was a hard ground. Very hard tracking, but you know, we got going. The truck did an amazing job. And when you're tracking, the group never stops. Once you guys stop to urinate or something, you got a double time to catch up. It's just amazing, the speed at which they track. Anyhow, we track, we're getting very close to the bull, and he joined up with another bull. Now we got two bulls, which kind of slows down the tracking job because they don't walk in a straight line, some kind of meander back and forth, and every time one of the other bulls cuts the bull you're on, cuts their track at an acute angle, you now have three tracks in front of you. Two of them are correct, but one's a back track. You don't always see the grass turn the right way or see a full footprint, you know, so there's a chance of getting off the track when you've got a few times. But getting real close to the bull, just about hearing, but I see some concern on Tim's face, and I'm not sure what it is. I'm checking the wind. The wind is good. We drop down into the dry riverbed, and we see the tracks going across the river, and in fact, we can hear the elephants up on the other side, and I'm like, all right, we're going to go get them, and everything stops. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Well, that's the boundary to the park, and he beat us. So, elephants 4, Big Pizza Man 0. So, instead of going back, seeing the road or the way we came, we decided to go another piece you can cut it back. So we climbed up these drainages and looked down and glassed and worked our way through and nothing. So it's getting back to the truck, we're about, oh, I don't know, 400 yards away. We got our guard down, going pretty fast. And in fact, Tim's the second in line. We've got one tracker in front of us, Tim, and then my, and he kind of went through some brush and in the face. Well, shit, I backed off, I don't know, 2 yards from him so it didn't happen again. Not 2 steps later, they're next to a termite mound, and this huge black mamba comes up. And the first tracker and him and Tim take off running. He's like crazy. I'm like, what's going on? And Tim's like, get away, black mamba. This thing was huge. I couldn't wrap both my hands around, 10 feet long. And he's probably, well, that 2 yard gap between Tim and I, get about 8 feet from him. I just freeze. And just in amazement, watch this thing, and I'm close as I ever want to be to a mom, but not as close as Pat has been, but not too many people have been that close to tell the story about it. But anyhow, it seems that Tim will stand, Charles, my PH will stand, and, you know, the elephant charge, but not. But he said about 2 years ago, the closest thing that came to death was the same situation, the tracker almost stepped on, in fact, the same tracker almost stepped on his black mother. The tracker man, he held his ground. The mama took off, started to go away, came at him full speed, and struck and barely missed him. Since then, he doesn't hang around to a black mama. So, note to myself, that's how I see a black mama, I'm out of there. But, tomorrow's a new day, guys. I'm feeling lucky. I think I'm real positive. We got a good steady wind today. We got lots of fresh sun. If we can just keep them from going back in the park, everything will be a go. I think tomorrow will be the day. Wish me luck, man.